Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a chance of showers and heavier thunderstorm, a low of 64. The first witness to take the stand today in the trial of a Kenosha truck driver accused of the murder of an 18-year-old from Sturtevant was the victim's father. Barrett Beck disappeared 26 years ago while on her way to a seminar in Appleton. Her body found weeks later in a ditch near Waupun. In Fond du Lac County Court this morning, David Beck recounted the last conversation he had with his daughter, who told him not to worry about her. 62-year-old Dennis Brantner is charged with first-degree murder in the cold case filed against him last year after his fingerprints were allegedly found on items inside Beck's van. Brantner's attorney maintains the evidence does not link Brantner to the murder. The trial is expected to last about 3 weeks. D-League usually suggests a lesser quality, but when it comes to professional basketball, the NBA's D-League is highly regarded as a proving ground. Such players as Seth Curry and Jeremy Lin having come through that system. And now the mayor of Racine says it would be great to have the Milwaukee Bucks D-League team when it happens. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Mayor John Dickard confirmed to the Journal Times that he has had discussions with the Bucks about Racine as a possible location for their D-League club, which would begin with a 2017-18 season. Where a team would play in the Racine area has not been identified, and the mayor's not saying much else beyond this. Kenosha native Nick Van Exel, who played many seasons in the NBA, was a D-League coach with the Texas Legends before he got an assistant coaching job with the Memphis Grizzlies. The NBA website says 40% of the players, they have D-League experience. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Fire this morning heavily damaged a garage behind a home in the 3500 block of 15th Street on the near west side of Racine. Fire crews were dispatched about 12:30 a.m. while the first arriving police officer got there within a few minutes and said the structure was fully involved. Within about 20 feet of the home, no one was hurt. The fire caused about $20,000 in damage and the cause is under investigation. Kenosha fire crews were dispatched about 8:15 this morning to the parking lot at Ocean Spray in the 7600 block of 60th Avenue for the report of a semi-truck on fire. One of the responding units told dispatch about seeing a lot of black smoke and to send additional help. It turned out to be the cab of a semi that became fully involved when the rig was parked by the north side delivery doors. No one was hurt and the cause of the fire is under investigation. The Mount Pleasant Village Board last night awarded a contract for the construction of water main to 10 properties, then defeated a motion to assess those property owners for the project. Assessment has become a dirty word in Mount Pleasant since the controversy over the Highway V project began. 10 property owners along Cynthia Lane requested the water main extension, and only one has questioned the assessment that would divide the total cost of $139,000 equally among them. Trustee Gary Feast said the terms police powers in the village ordinance continues to bother him, calling it a strong-arm tactic. Trustee Sunny Haven urged the board members who have concern about the current ordinance to come up with something different.
What is staff going to do? Who's going to pay for this? The contract has been awarded to Wanasek already. Who's going to pay for it? So I'd ask, as long as you guys voted against it, come up with a policy. Can't leave it hanging.
The vote against levying the assessment was 3-2, with two board members absent from last night's meeting. It appears the project will go forward with the method of paying the contractor determined at a later date. The Village of Sturtevant's list of continual committee meetings tonight includes a presentation about disc golf. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. and the item is number one for the Parks Event Planning and Village Beautification Committee. A proposed nine-hole course of the Hiawatha Ponds area would be the first in Racine County. The county has been looking at the creation of a disc golf course proposed by former Supervisor Ken Hall, but for which funding was moved to help create the Karen Nelson Dog Park by the quarry instead. Disc golf play is a lot like traditional golf. You throw a frisbee toward a metal basket attached to a pole on a course, and the fewest throws is the winner. The popularity of disc golf has been growing in southeast Wisconsin, with several courses having been created in Milwaukee and Kenosha counties, including the UW Parkside campus. Sheboygan police on their Facebook page today reported the capture of a black bear, estimated to be about 2 years old and close to 250 pounds. A chemical device was used to subdue the animal, which is turned over to the Department of Natural Resources for relocation. The sighting of black bears as far south as Sheboygan is said to be pretty rare in Wisconsin. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.